What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host, and today we gotta talk about the Pino again. This guy has dissed everyone that hated him, and he called, like, voting a threat to democracy. He called MAGA supporters a threat to democracy. This guy is why Republicans are going to win by a motherfucking landslide, folks. This guy. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, please consider donating a cup of coffee for me. Because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I'm also on Locals, guys, if you guys want to support and sponsor this podcast show. If you guys love Nikki's World so much, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review, good, bad, and the ugly. And before we get the show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today. Alright, guys, it's Thursday. I'm on the way to work. I'm diapered up as always, you know. Had to do a diaper change before I go to work, so that's normal for me. So today, guys, I do want to talk about what the Pino said about MAGA supporters, about voters, you know. He says in a White House, like, I think in the Oval Office press conference, he said that MAGA voters or MAGA supporters are a threat to democracy. He said, like, voters are a threat to democracy. I sit there, I was going like this, going, this motherfucker, I can't wait till we bring up the 25th Amendment on him and send him to the retirement home instead of the White House. I mean, holy shit. I mean, for real, man. This guy dissed two classes of people in one shot. He took pot shots at, like, MAGA supporters, people who supported Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, and then he took a pot shot at voters, regardless if they vote Democrat or Republican. This guy, man, this senile dementia of a Pino, president in name only, he's not fit to be in the White House. He's not fit to serve this country, man. I'm looking at him and I'm going, this motherfucker, man. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker. Seriously, man. I was like, wow. Wow, 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 wow. I was like, wow, this motherfucker. And it was like, no president in the history of the United States has dissed the voting public, okay? This is the first time I've heard a president, a sitting president, diss a voting public, diss a group of people. And he had the nerve to call voters and MAGA supporters a threat to democracy. And I sit there and I go like this, and I'm thinking as I'm driving on the way to work, and I'm like, what about BLM and Antifa? Are they a threat to democracy? Oh, wait. According to the left's rules, they're just peaceful protesters. But if we were constitutionalists supporting, MAGA supporting, we're called like, we're a threat to democracy. I'm like, this is why we have deep division in this country. This is why we have people who are so divided that we fucking can't get along. That we fucking cannot come together as one. This is why we have disagreements. We do. This is why we have them. And what pisses me off, guys, and what pisses me off is how people like the Democrats, the far left, and the Pino can come out and call a MAGA supporter, a Trump supporter, or a democracy voter a threat to their power, a threat to their, what they believe and think is democracy. I'm sitting here thinking like this. These people have a nerve. These people have the nerve to do that, man. These people have the fucking nerve. And you wonder why everyone in the world hates their motherfucking ass. You wonder why the world doesn't want to talk to the Pino, doesn't want to talk to the president in name only, doesn't want to talk to America. Because you have a bumbling idiot for a president. You have a guy who lost half his marbles and half his mind, doesn't even know where he is, and probably craps in his pants, you know? And you wonder why, guys. You wonder why. This is why it's like this. I laugh at this every time he says, I'm gonna, he says like this, I'm gonna be the one to unite the country. This is not uniting the country. This is dividing the country here, folks. What he just said is dividing this country up. He's putting people in boxes. He's putting people in categories. This is not uniting the country, folks. This is not like basically saying that, oh, we're gonna come together as a nation. No, this is dividing this country. And what he's doing, guys, what he's doing this, I hate to say this, he is dividing this country even more. He's dividing this country so much, guys, that by the time 2024 rolls around in the presidential election, we're going to be so far divided that no one's going to see each other eye to eye. Everybody's going to look at each other like enemies, you know, and everybody's going to look at each other like, we want to basically, like, wring their necks out. Because I'm telling you this, that, like Dan Bongino said, Democrats got to be careful what they say in their rhetoric, because once you cross that line into political violence, all bets are fucking off the table, folks. All bets are off. They are. All bets are off the table here. When you cross into political violence, when you have groups like Antifa and BLM, who the left praises as being like, oh, they're just peaceful protesters. Nah, what you're doing is basically setting up for a civil war. And that's what the left's trying to do in this country. They're trying to set themselves up for a civil war by dividing this country up, by pinning one group against another group, by even saying that, oh, MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, and democracy voters are a threat to this country. I'm like, you wonder why people in this country have a deep division here. You wonder why people in this country can't seem to get along anymore. You wonder why, guys. You wonder why. I'm just disgusted how a sitting president in the United States can call a group of people a threat to democracy. I'm pissed. I'm sure many of my listeners are pissed too. I'm sure many of my listeners right now that are listening to this, they're probably pissed off as ever. And rightfully so. I would be pissed off too. Because how can a sitting president sit there and stand in front of a teleprompter and call a MAGA supporter, a Trump supporter, or a voter of violent extremist group and a threat to democracy? That's a slap in the face right there. That is a slap in the face of all the people who vote in this country and of all the people who support this country, regardless of your political stripe. It seems to me these people that are in power don't care about the people. They care about their power. They're ruthless. They're totalitarian. They're authoritarian. And all they care about is remaining in power. That's all they care about, guys. They care about remaining in power. They care about staying in power. They don't care about like you or everybody else. All they care about is having that power to do whatever they want, whatever they please, and say whatever they want and demonize whoever they want. That's all they care about, guys. They don't care about anything else. Everything else is just, they be looking at you like, yeah, whatever, dude. But my opinion, what the Pino did by demonizing Trump supporters, by demonizing like MAGA supporters, you wonder why we all hate your guts. You wonder why we all hate the Democrats. You wonder why some of us want you like deported out of the country. You wonder why. I sit here every day and I go like this. You wonder why people like us don't like you. You wonder why you have like hovering in the 20s and 30% approval rating. You wonder why. It's because you people think that you're above everybody else. You people think that you're like, oh, I sit in an ivory tower. I'm above these MAGA supporters, these Walmart shopping smelly people. Because I shop at Trader Joe's. I shop at this and the Target. And then I shop at, like all the fancy stores. You'll wonder why, guys. People like me are starting to get fed up with people on the left. And I'm telling you this. They're creating this division that sooner or later is not going to end well. Sooner or later, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get nasty. And I tell you this, once we cross that line of political violence, there's no going back. There's no putting the genie in the bottle. There isn't. There's none of that. It's going to be like, oh shit, the gloves come off. Yeah, it is, guys. It really is. But you know the one thing that people seem to like forget here? The left, the Democrats, the reason why they're demonizing like democracy voters, MAGA voters, Trump supporters, is because they're trying to deflect what they're doing. They're trying to incite violence. They're trying to incite an insurrection by accusing like MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, and they're trying to accuse, you know what I mean? They're trying to accuse like basically like Walmart shoppers and anyone who votes for Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. They're trying to divide this country up, guys. I kid you not. Their division is setting us up for a civil war that ain't gonna end well for either side. It ain't. Okay? It's basically like this. They want to demonize us while they're burning this country to the ground. That's what they're trying to do here, guys. They're demonizing like people who voted for Donald Trump. They're demonizing the people who supported the president, who supported the MAGA movement. They're trying to demonize these people. They are. And it's not, and don't fall for the trap, guys. Don't. It's like, it's basically a trap. By the left demonizing us, they're trying to trap us in to political violence. They're trying to set a trap for us by saying, oh, look at these MAGA supporters. Look at these violent MAGA supporters, these violent Trump supporters, these violent Walmart shoppers. You know? That's what they're trying to do. They're setting us up, folks. It's a setup. Don't believe me? Look at what's going on. It's becoming a setup here. And don't fall for the trap, guys. Don't. I implore y'all, do not fall for the left's traps. Because the left is trying to trap us into this shit. And it ain't pretty, okay? It ain't pretty. So don't fall for it. Stay home. Let them do their temper tantrums and whiny hissy fits. Let them. And at the same time, let law enforcement deal with these agitators, these left-wing terrorists, these left-wing, paid protesters. Let the law enforcement folks deal with them. While we constitutionalists, while we MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, we go on and about our lives. We just do the thing that we do to basically live and survive. That's all. That's all, man. But in all seriousness, guys, in all seriousness, I'm offended at what the Pino said about Trump supporters, about MAGA supporters, about the democracy voters. I'm offended. I am. I'm offended by what he said about people. By him dissing people, you know what I mean? Dissing a group of voters. That to me is offensive. That to me is very offending, because that to me is a slap in the face to people who support the Constitution, who support the freedoms that we have in this country. That to me is a slap in the face. It is, guys. It is. And I take offense when you have the Pino calling me like a threat to democracy. When you have the Pino calling people like me who support freedom, who support the Constitution, as a threat to democracy. These people don't give a shit about democracy. These shit don't. All they care about is their power. That's all they care about. All they care about is staying in power. That's all they care about. And they don't care about anything else. They don't. That's why it's like this. That's why it's like this. These people who call us like violent extremists. I go like this. Let me turn the finger around. Look at Antifa. Look at BLM. They're violent. You know what I mean? They're violent. They're violent extremists. You got like Antifa, BLM. These people are more violent than what they accuse Trump supporters and MAGA supporters are doing. And you know, I wanted to talk about this. I want to talk about this real quick. Anytime a left accuses you of doing the things that they're doing, that they're accusing you of doing, they're the ones that are doing it. Okay? Just look at it like this, guys. Anytime a leftist accuses you of being a Trump supporter, a MAGA supporter, a violent extremist, look behind, peel the onions, peel the cover off them, and you're going to see that they're the ones that are doing the very thing that they're accusing you of. Okay? Look at them closely and ask them, if I'm doing this, then how come you have BLM and Antifa doing the same shit? Yeah. Really, guys. Really. That's a hell of a good coffee there, guys. But I do want to speak to a larger conversation here. Is that the Pino accusing like vast swaths of Americans of being MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, or democracy voters? I'm like, let me return the favor and point the finger at, well, look at BLM, look at Antifa. They're doing the same thing that you're accusing us of doing. And then I can bring the receipts too, because I just gotta say is, look at the record of Antifa and BLM. Look at how violent they've become. Things do add up here, guys. Or as we say in common sense, 2 + 2 = 4. You know. So this is why, guys, I take serious offense when you have basically Democrats and leftists accusing Trump voters, Republicans, or like say democracy voters of being like a threat to democracy, or basically an extremist group. I don't know, guys. I don't know about you guys, but excuse me. But I look at it like this. The real extremists and real threat to this country isn't Trump voters. It's not MAGA supporters. Nope. It's basically BLM and Antifa. They're the ones that are doing it. The reason why they're deflecting it is because they don't want you noticing them doing the things that they're accusing you of doing. Yep. They're trying to deflect and blame the Pino, or not blame the Pino, blame you for the Pino's failed administration, failed policies. That's all they're doing, guys. It's deflection. It's basically like wag the dog. Excuse me. It's wag the dog and scapegoating. That's what's going on here, guys. You know? But you gotta hand it to the Pino. You gotta give him credit, because he's already, by him doing that, he's already causing a red wave. He's already causing more people to come out and vote Republican. He's already doing that. And I'll say this, guys. He's doing a bang-up job in drumming up more Republican voters. So I have to give props to him, man, because he's already creating more Republican voters, and he's pushing more people into the arms of the Republican Party, because you have more Black, Hispanic, and Asian voters saying like this: fuck the Democrats. They're the cause of all my fucking problems. At least the Republicans, they may not be the solution, but they are fixing the problems. But you gotta hand it to the Pino, man. He's pushing people into the arms of the GOP. Okay? Yeah, we do have problems. We do have our own AOCs in the GOP, like Liz Cheney. But we do try to mitigate that. But I do say this, guys. This is why him demonizing a full swath of the voting public is doing more damage to the Democrats than good. Basically, folks, I'll put this out there as I'm driving to work. He's basically sicking his party in one swipe. His party is going to get sunk one way or the other. And it wouldn't shock me, and it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't. It wouldn't one bit. But I do want to highlight this, guys. I really do. I want to highlight the fact that, like this, the people who say they want to unite the country and then demonize you, are the type of people I don't want to associate, okay? I don't want to be near within a 100-foot pole. I don't. Really. Really, I don't. And these are the people, guys. I sit there and I go, why would we want to associate people who call us, who call us like violent, who violent extremists for wanting to make America great, for wanting to make America first? Never understand that, guys. Never do, guys. So I never understand why these people wanna say like, oh, we're extremists for wanting to make America great again, put America first, put jobs back into the country, like bring like work back into America. I never understand the mind of the left. But what I do see is how they're delusional, how they're like full of shit, in my opinion. How like they're full of crap, you know? How they hate our guts just because we have a love for the United States of America, for that we have a love for all the freedoms that we enjoy. Never understand that, guys. I never understand that. And it shocks me. It does, guys. It shocks me how these people can say shit about us and not face the consequence. But you know what? They are gonna face the consequence for saying that. Because for every shit that they say, it's going to hurt them at the polls. It's going to hurt them come election time. Come midterm elections. You think it ain't going to hurt them? I wouldn't put it past the voters. Because I'll tell you this. The voters are the ones that are going to say, yeah, you thought we didn't forget about this? No. And oh, no. We don't forget. We remember this. We'll remember this too. And we're going to remember this come election day. The left is basically playing with fire, playing with matches. They are basically shooting themselves in the foot. They are, guys. They really are. And I do want to say this, guys. I do want to say this. As an independent, and as someone who votes independent, what the Pino just did by calling MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, and calling basically the people who vote and labeling them violent extremists. I'm just gonna say this on the podcast show on today. Let me get my thing. Today, May 5th. At 4:21 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, I am officially going to call BLM and Antifa a violent extremist group. And they are a domestic terrorist organization. They really are. So if the Pino is going to call Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, violent extremist group and a threat to democracy, I'll say this out loud. BLM and Antifa supporters and leftist voters are violent extremist groups, and they are a threat to democracy and freedom in the United States of America. They really are, guys. If they're going to say that to us, we're going to do the dipsy-doo flipperoo, and we're going to say it to them. We really are. And I'll say this. I'll say this as an independent. And anytime they accuse you of the things that they're doing, they're just deflecting. They're just hiding. They're hiding the fact that they know what they're doing is wrong. They know what they're doing is basically criminal. Yeah, they know. They really do, guys. And I'm gonna say this. I will officially say that BLM and Antifa, anybody who supports Antifa, is a violent extremist group, and they are a threat to democracy. It's as simple as that, guys. It is as simple as that. Because if you're gonna say that to a Trump supporter, to a MAGA supporter, I'll flip that around and say that to an Antifa supporter, to a BLM terrorist, to an Antifa terrorist. I'll say that to them straight up to their damn motherfucking face. I would. Because we all know who's the real extremist, who's the real threat to democracy. It ain't MAGA supporters. It ain't Trump supporters. It's Antifa and BLM supporters. It's them. Okay? They're the ones that are a real threat to democracy. They're the ones that are a danger to the voters of this country. It's them. Not Trump supporters. Not MAGA supporters. Not people who believe in God, religion, and basically freedom. Not those people. It's those who hate freedom, who hate individualism, who hate liberty. Those are the ones who are a threat to this country. Those are the ones who are the violent extremists. Those are the ones who threaten and intimidate people in this country. Those are. And those people are why I'm disgusted. And those people who call Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, violent extremists and a threat to democracy, those are the ones who I despise the most. I really do. I really, really do, guys. You know? So, I just want to say this, man. I know I got a few minutes before I finish off the podcast show for the night. Okay? I just want to say this, you know. I know spring and summer's here. I know it's that time of the year. You know? I know it's that time of the year. So, so it is that time, you know? I know I'll be out kayak fishing. I'll be out fishing on the lake or the river. And most times I'll be out fishing with just my diaper and a bikini top on. So that's normal, you know? But I do want to say like this, guys. I think like this. I cherish the freedoms here in this country. Because I came to this country as a baby. And I know I value freedom so much. I value freedom of speech. I value, like, basically the freedoms that we have in this country. I really do, guys. I really do. Okay? I really do value the freedom. Yeah. Really do. But the one thing I do want to say, guys, and I want to say this, is that I look at it like this. Whenever this Pino wants to accuse me of being a Trump supporter or a MAGA supporter, I'm going to just flip around and say, look at him. He supports Antifa. He supports BLM. He supports Black Lives Matter. And he supports the Antifa domestic terror. Or I can't say domestic. I say like the terrorist organization, which is Antifa. That's what he supports. And that's what he's doing. He's saying he supports Antifa and BLM, and he's demonizing people like you and I. Yep. And that's what we're seeing here in America, folks. No doubts about it. You know what I mean? I say this. We see it. We know it. He's demonizing us. And I'd say, let's turn the favor and demonize him. Let's call him. Let's call his group, Antifa and BLM, a violent extremist group. And a threat to democracy. I turn the favor on that. You know what I mean? I make sure of that. So, anyway, guys, I hope you loved the show today. Thanks for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I gotta run to the bathroom so I can do a diaper check, so I can make sure I'm using my diaper and I'm not leaking like I'm supposed to. But I hope you enjoyed the show. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now and have a good day.